Hello, I'm Bruce Reynolds from Reynolds Communication. The following podcast is an initiative of the New South Wales Department of Primary Industries Dairy Industry Group. I'm speaking with Ray Johnson, Livestock Officer for Dairy with the New South Wales Department of Primary Industries. Ray, thanks for talking to us today. We're talking about natural resource management. So why is it so important to the dairy industry to be on top of natural resource management?
Well, I think it's important because our New South Wales farmers are part of the community, and everyone in the community is entitled to have concerns about water quality, air quality, and simply the way the land is being treated. So we need to respect that we're just part of that community, and everyone has the ability to have a concern about what's happening. But more importantly, we need to be aware that the community perceptions of some of our intensive industries are that we do use a lot of nutrients. There is erosion occurring. Sometimes cows are seen in waterways, for example. And if people aren't made aware that these aren't normal practices, then, of course, they can, blow out of proportion. So it's part of the fact that we live in a fragmented landscape, that there is a lot of urban usage around our intensive dairy livestock farms. We really want to be able to showcase what we're doing as an industry to the community, because if the industry itself doesn't tell the community, well, no one else is going to do that job for them.
Is it a case that the dairy industry hasn't been good at marketing itself and actually trying to change those poor perceptions?
I think that's one of the issues, that as urban growth has expanded into traditional rural areas, that the farmers have felt isolated and sometimes threatened by other landholders, small landholding, or people with other concerns simply than productivity and what they're doing as a dairy farmer. So certainly it probably hasn't been handled as well as could be. But a lot of that is because people have thought other issues are more important to dealing with the vagaries of the weather and also economic factors that have been put on farmers in the past few years.
In your opinion, though, are there properties or producers, though, that are still poor when it comes to managing natural resource management issues on the dairy farm?
No, I think everyone's dealing with these issues as best they can, because, as I say, no one knows their farm or their situation better than the land manager. So they understand what's the pressures that are on them, and there's a multitude of pressures on our farmers, and they are managing multi-million-dollar resources, and in a lot of cases turning over large amounts of money. So, and they have people employed, and there's a multitude of things happening on each farm. It's just a matter of giving that priority in their day-to-day management. And I think that's why I like to call natural resource management resource business management, because unless you factor it into the business of your business, then you don't give it the full level of planning and commitment and resources that need to be put there. So I guess the change has to be that natural resource management needs to be business management and addressed that way.
Why does that dairy industry, though, need to be involved in changing the perception and involved with natural resource management?
I think the community has expectations and some concerns of what is happening in a lot of cases, a very visible area that close to main roadways, close to high-density areas of people, that there is this concern that these activities may impact upon water or water quality or air or noise. So, and there are compliance and regulations that all the farmers must meet in terms of resource management on their farms. So it is important that farmers recognise that they do have these government requirements, but also industry standards. But more importantly, it's just a community importance, that they are part of the community and they are doing their part in terms of resource management, whether it's looking after water quality or actually reducing carbon dioxide emissions, being more efficient in terms of their energy usage and water usage on farm. And that's probably no different to anyone else in the community.
You mentioned expectations and also legislation, but from an expectations point of view, do you find there's a difference between the general community and the dairy industry on natural resource management issues?
I think there has been some differences in perception about intensive dairy operations in terms of how they're dealing with issues of dairy nutrients and treatment and redistribution of dairy nutrients on farm. However, I think that is changing in terms of as we engage the community more and as people become more aware of what farmers are doing in terms of resource management. And that's about being able to showcase the infrastructure that's been put in place and the innovation that's been put in place. And I think dairy farmers are at the leading edge of innovation in terms of what they're doing with reducing water usage, energy usage, and also how they treat and redistribute nutrients on their farm. So they're very sustainable. They have to be sustainable to produce every day of the year as they do. And I think that perception is certainly increasing among the community.
How do you get that message across to the general population that they are doing their best to be sustainable and environmentally friendly?
I think it's about, you know, we've used a program called Farmer Targets for Change, and it's really just a process of working with farmers in that catchment in a community and letting the farmers identify the issues of importance, the projects that they need to build on, and it's really getting them to engage in the decision process. So they're moving forward and taking positive action, being involved, and that means talking with the community members as well. So we're talking with government organisations, we're talking with the land care groups, they're talking with the various regulators such as the water quality authorities. So by opening up these lines of communication between various interested parties, we're getting the message out there, and the farmers can see the benefit themselves of being involved, not just on their farm, but having that whole community or in that catchment of farmers engaged in improving resource management on their farms.
Now, you talk about interest, and you say that there's a strong level of interest in natural resource management amongst the dairy industry, but how do you keep that interest going? Looking forward, how are you going to keep those farmers interested when they're suffering from so many other pressures, particularly the cost-price squeeze at the moment?
It's certainly a difficult question to say, how do we keep people motivated? But I think the answer is in developing teamwork, developing ownership of this issue, and allowing people to be motivated by, and being motivated is quite often by making sure that we have the latest in technology, and some of the key areas we've used are digital farm mapping programs, which farmers are able to download onto a computer, and they actually give them the area of their farms and each paddock area. That means they can plan better for their fertiliser applications, for where they're putting their effluent, for grazing management. So they can start to see the immediate benefits of having some of these new tools that we're using. Equally, then we can use those farm maps when we're looking at applying for funding to the funding bodies to actually demonstrate on a map what we're going to do and how we're going to do it and the area that's going to be improved, whether that's fencing off a riparian zone or putting in stock watering or whatever it is on that farm. And I think that's the key, that farmers need to be motivated and felt as though they're part of a team and that they have some decision in the process. And that's what Targets for Change has been about, bringing the people together, allowing them to assess the risks of what they're doing, calculate what projects will benefit their farm, also the benefits to the community, and helping them move through that process.
We're talking about change and looking forward, but we're experiencing climate change, weather variability that we possibly you've never seen before, particularly in modern agriculture. So how are producers going to be able to deal with the climate change scenario as well with their natural resource management?
Well, it's really a multi-layer approach. It has to be an integrated approach, and you need to develop an ownership in the process that it's not going to be left to government to come up with the answers, because the government won't come up with the answers that will suit every farm. They might suit some farms. So it's about bringing people together, acknowledging that they are part of the decision-making process, which will provide a positive outcome, and to help them move through that process. And generally, in a group environment is the best way. Also providing one-on-one help that will help identify if there are barriers to moving forward and what those barriers are. And they may well be simply shortage of, you know, relevant knowledge. Or it might be that they feel they're isolated in their industry at present. So it's just that support. But I think the economic determiners will make sure that people move forward. It's always been the case that farmers are becoming more efficient, can become more efficient, and utilise their resources better. And that has been seen time and time again, particularly in the area of energy usage and in water usage.
Are cash handouts the only way, though, forward to improve that performance and productivity?
In the NRM area, traditionally that has been the way that it's attracted people to participate, that an organisation or a body applies for some funding and then notifies farmers that they have funding available for them to participate with. It's an external driver for people to participate. And that certainly creates some interest and awareness, but it's not what keeps people committed and motivated to moving forward. It's about building a linkage with the community, developing trusted partnerships, and allowing people to be part of the decision process. What's important to their farm at that time? So it takes away this what someone else thinks is important, and puts on to the farmers or that community what is important to them. At that stage, it may be an energy reduction, or it might be looking at water use efficiency. It's what's important to them and how are they going to manage that process. So they become integral to it moving forward. And certainly at the end of it, if you can fund those activities that they've agreed to, that will help the action to occur. And then it's a matter of the farmers being motivated to say, well, we've done that, now what else can we do? And that's certainly what we've achieved through the Farmer Targets for Change process, that farmers, once they've achieved certain outcomes, we tend to celebrate that success by either putting publicity out or holding a field day, whether it be a barbecue even, just to make people realise that they have achieved something good, they've achieved something worthwhile, and generally the conversation then goes to, well, what do we do next? And that's not driven by external dollars, that is driven by the group and the motivation from within that group.
Well, looking at that crystal ball, and what do you see over the horizon as the next challenges and next pressures for the dairy industry?
Well, we're certainly seeing it already in terms of what we call climate variability or climate change. For example, some areas of New South Wales are getting longer extended periods of dry weather, and other areas are getting more intense rainfall systems. And certainly it does appear we're in a pattern of these east coast lows developing, and we're getting intense rainfall, and that's placing lots of pressure on the infrastructure and resources on our farms. Our dairy farmers have grown, and have grown quite quickly in the last 10 years. And so infrastructure such as the holding yards, laneways, access to water, for example, ability to move stock out of flood reach are all being tested and have been tested regularly over the last 4 to 5 years. So that's some of the pressures we're already dealing with, the variability in climate, creating pressures to improve infrastructure. There's also, of course, financial pressures on our farmers, but it's also driven by, input costs going up. So obviously energy costs are rising, cost of water, access to water is rising, cost of nutrients such as fertiliser are rising. So they're the stimulus to make farmers to react, and it's putting them into in a position where they feel comfortable. As a group, they can share knowledge, share information, and feel part of the decision-making process, which will allow them to address those issues and move forward.
Ray Johnston, Livestock Officer for Dairy with the New South Wales Department of Primary Industries. Thanks for talking to us today.
Thank you very much, Bruce.